Welcome to Tuesday evenings. I'm Terry Thornton, curator of education here at the Modern. I think most of you realize that Tuesday evenings is a weekly lecture series. It's free and open to the public. And it's running through November 19th this fall. So please mark your calendars, get on the website and see the listing for the other lectures. Mark your calendars and come back and join us in coming weeks. Next week, the Chicago-based artist, curator, art writer, chair of painting and drawing at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, senior critic for Yale University in painting and printmaking, and the curator of the 2014 Whitney Biennial, Michelle Grobner, will be here to present her own work as an artist, her innovative artist-run spaces such as Suburban, which is a space behind her house, as well as the process of curating the Whitney Biennial in a presentation she's calling The Center Doesn't Hold. So I highly recommend that you come back and bring a friend. Tonight, we continue our look at the Modern's recently opened exhibition, Mexico Inside Out, Themes in Art Since 1990, which is an ambitious exhibition of work of 23 artists and artist collectives, aptly described in Sunday's Star Telegram as a seriously fierce and compelling exhibition. It's our personal fortune and a point of pride that the curator of the exhibition is the Modern's own curator, Andrea Carnes, assisted by Assistant Curator Allison Hurst. Andrea has worked on this exhibition for what I'm saying is four, maybe 3.5 years from conception. She's worked on it for 3.5 to 4 years from conception, and the last year has been an intense commitment to the organization of this complex and worthwhile undertaking. That commitment is to our benefit tonight, as no one else, except perhaps Allison Hurst, shares Andrea's insights and expertise on the subject. Tomorrow she will be discussing the show with KERA's Chris Boyd on the radio program Think from 1 to 2. So if you don't get enough tonight, in fact, I'm sure knowing Chris, she'll bring out things that won't get covered tonight. So I encourage you to listen in tomorrow, 1 to 2 p.m. on KERA. This, of course, is not Andrea's first rodeo. In addition to Mexico Inside Out, she has, in her position as a curator at the Modern, challenged audiences with contemporary exhibitions such as the impressive Hubbard Burschler, No Room to Answer in 2009, as well as Pretty Baby in 2007, which was a huge hit, a group exhibition, another large group exhibition, not as large as this one, but large nevertheless. She likes a challenge. In 2005, Andrea organized Pierre Wieg, 1 Million Plus Kingdom, an intriguing exhibition of a careful selection of works by the renowned French artist Wieg. And in 2004, she put together a beautiful and haunting selection of paintings by the internationally recognized and Fort Worth-based artist Julie Bosey for Hidden in Plain Sight. We also have Andrea to thank for the Modern's ever-popular focus exhibitions that began in the early days of this building with artists such as Cornelia Parker, Adam Fuss, and Vera Luter, and that have included a spectacular array from emerging to well-established artists, as with her upcoming focus exhibitions with the artist Terry Haggerty and Rick Ritt Tiravonnet. I was recently corrected on the pronunciation of his name, and so I'm still working on it, Tiravonnet, who is, of course, another internationally recognized, much acclaimed artist, so we're very excited about that. Andrea was also one of three contributing authors for Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, 110, the museum's permanent collection catalog, which was published in 2002. Many of the students here tonight in tonight's audience will be encouraged to learn that a BA degree in art history from University of North Texas in 1988, and a master's degree in art history at Texas Christian University in 2000 equipped Andrea Carnes for all the accomplishments mentioned here and much more. Tonight is our great fortune to have Andrea Carnes here to share her valuable insights into Mexico Inside Out in her presentation titled On the Daily. So please join me in giving her a warm welcome.
Thank you, Terry, and thanks for mentioning Think, which I'm so nervous about that now I'll be focused on that. No, I'm very thrilled to get to go and talk about the exhibition tomorrow on Think. And I thought what I would do tonight is talk about the exhibition for those of you who may or may not have seen it yet in such a way that it may give you some threads of thought to go on when you go through the exhibition. I'm going to start here. John, I think we're ready for the lights. There are 23 artists included in Mexico Inside Out and over 60 works. That's too much to talk about in one evening in 50 minutes. And I'm not even going to talk about all the artists in the exhibition, but I wanted to give you sort of the overarching theme for the exhibition. A lot of people have asked me, why Mexico? How did you come up with this idea? And what is the theme of the exhibition? And so I thought we would just keep it very simple tonight and talk about those things. The why Mexico is because over the past decade or more, as I've traveled around to do research and to see exhibitions all over the world, I've seen these artists that are in this exhibition, not all of them, but the kind of historical anchors for the exhibition, the ones who matured in the 1990s. I've seen these artists across the globe, but I've hardly seen them here in Texas. And we not only, you know, we're neighbors with Mexico, we actually border Mexico. We share the same geographic territory, even if ideologically we differ in areas. So I was kind of shocked to find that this type of exhibition hadn't been done here before, but also thrilled at the prospect of doing it. So I started by going to Mexico with Allison Hurst, our assistant curator, who helped me with every aspect of this exhibition. Because it's such a large-scale exhibition, it couldn't have been done alone, and everyone here on staff, of course, has been helpful throughout the process. But I started by going to Mexico to meet with artists. I had some on the top of the list, the ones who I had seen or heard of before. And then through those artists, I figured out who else I should maybe go and see and visit. And also visiting the institutions in Mexico and speaking with the curators there. And sort of figuring out what the local scene was and trying to find a common thread. And the common thread that I came up with for the exhibition is the idea that every artist in this exhibition has an intense focus and a connection with daily life. It's kind of a simple